Dearly beloved, I've charged thee before God and Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead, by his coming and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, entreat, rebuke in all patience and doctrine. For there shall be a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires they will heap to themselves teachers, having itched ears, and will indeed turn away their hearing from the truth, but will be turned unto fables. But be thou vigilant, labor in all things, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill the ministry. Be sober, for I am even now ready to be sacrificed, and the time of my dissolution is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. As to the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will render to me in that day, and not only to me, but to them also that love his coming. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel. Take it from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is good for nothing any more than to be cast out and to be trodden on by men. You are the light of the world. A city seated on a mountain cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but upon a candlestick, that it may shine to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy but to fulfill. For amen, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one iota or one tittle shall not pass of the law until all be fulfilled. He therefore that shall break one of these least commandments and shall so teach men shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But he that shall do and teach, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Take a seat. Dear friends, it's a great grace for me to be here again. So we want to strengthen you, is what we want. To share with you the strategy that we have to be following together as a family in Christ, in order to be able to defeat the devil and the threats, the lies of the devil, and to be able to make it to heaven. No? There is a phrase I would like to start with, which I think is, this phrase summarizes what we are supposed to be doing as Catholics. The phrase is the following phrase: we must give our best and be ready for the worst. Yes. This is very important, this phrase. We must do and give our best is the first commandment. So the first movement of Catholics is to be joined, to be connected, to be living in Christ, to be elevated our souls and to be with Christ the whole time, by love, by faith, by hope. So what the way we are united to Christ is by faith, hope and charity. Don't forget about that. The first point. That means that we must live every minute at the level of the faith, hope and charity. So by faith we go up and we we look for divine reasons, supernatural reasons, to act, to think, to speak, to love, to forgive, to work. We have to look for supernatural reasons. This is to live by faith. Okay? Well, let's start placing examples. Imagine that suddenly you are sick. Immediately, before blaming anyone or what you have eaten or what people have given to you last days, the first movement of the soul when you have a cross, like sickness, is, Lord, thank you. Lord, it's your decision. You have willed that cross for me. I offer it up to you. Give me patience. Give me perseverance. Give me resignation. Give me joy, even. And let's live through this cross together. Should be the first reaction. By faith we go up, and after we go up by faith, we activate hope, which is, Lord, help me. Lord, you want me, therefore I will do it with you, for you, trusting in you. And while we activate hope in faith, the motor, the reason is love. So we keep doing that for love's sake. Lord, I will endure this cross. I will keep up this cross for you, to save souls, to console you, to glorify you. This movement has to be the whole time. Do and give our best. So we are obliged to perfection. No middle way or I am good 90% of the time. No, we are not catches for 90% of the time. Being good, no. In fact, the Catholic, for a Catholic to be good is not enough. But to be perfect, in the intention. I know that we are not perfect, but the intention is to do the best of you, to give the best of you, every moment. The way God has done for us. It's a very clear gospel. Love each other as I have loved you. So the way to do it is the same way God did it. So this is extremely important, because I want to explain to you something important also. God gives sufficient grace to be saved. To every human being in this earth, God gives sufficient grace, sufficient light. If they don't follow it, it's their fault. Anyone who goes to hellfire, eternal hellfire, they acknowledge it because their own fault. They will acknowledge because the light, the help God offered to them, and they reject it. But the fact is that every human being receives sufficient grace to be saved. Now, the point I want to stress is the following. But not everybody receives efficient grace to be saved. So everybody receives sufficient grace, yes. But not everybody receives efficient grace, the grace that we need to be saved. No, not everybody. So the question is, who do receive efficient grace, the efficacious grace to be saved, to overcome the devil, temptations, our crosses, to be reincarnated up the well, and persevering until the end. The answer is, the efficacious grace is given only to those who keep to God everything, at least in the intention. Those who are servants of God, trying to give continually all that they can. Those who forgive for God's sake, those who try to perform the 14 acts of mercy every moment. Denying himself and doing for Christ's sake these merciful works, taking up the cross of our neighbor. Eh? This is why we don't improve, or we don't receive graces that we want or we need, because we don't give ourselves. We give us halfway. This is the most important. It's why I told you the last time, I still remember. When we think that venial sin is not too bad, or no, it's not too wrong, it's not too bad, to be worried about, it's precisely that mentality. To marry sin, to be happy with sin, with a pious life, for example, is that mentality of not giving all, giving a part. God should be happy, I give it a 90%. She should be happy that I would take it for me, 10%. I enjoy myself 10% because I give to God 90%. He should be happy about that. No, sorry. No. The intention is to give all. It's the first commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with your whole mind, with your whole strength, with all your energy, your time, your facilities, your money, your skills, with all your eyes, your ears, your fingers, and all of your resources. Doesn't say the first commandment, give a God the most important, and you can do whatever you want, the rest as a reward. No. It's good. The reward is not for this life, precisely. Love is to give. Our Lord joy on the cross. He said himself, the Son of God has not even a place to rest upon. You want to follow me? Okay, you have to know that I don't have a resting place. He told the disciples. So, this is why it's the second part. Catholics give the best and are ready to, they will not mind to receive the worst. It's the other part of the Catholic mindset. That is humility. To serve God is a privilege. We don't deserve back nothing. Just to serve God, to be able to love God, this is enough reward. To be part of the kingdom of God and serving at the service of God, that is enough reward. Of course, God is going to give us a hundredfold and life everlasting. He promised. But our attitude, our dispositions, after giving God everything that we have, all that we do for Him, the disposition internal should be, I am ready to receive back the worst from men and even the greatest cross from God as a payback in this life. That was the mentality of the saints, and all with no exception, all the saints. And this is humility. Humility is to place oneself in the place which belong to us. And where is the place that belongs to us? The last. We cannot claim that I deserve this treatment, and I deserve justice, I deserve to enjoy, I deserve to be loved, I deserve to be considered, reconsidered, or to be taken into account. No, it's precisely the problem. We don't claim nothing back for what we do. On the contrary, we expect the worst. Following our Lord's step and example, He received the worst of the worst. Nothing, no one has suffered as much as our Lord. Every inch, Isaiah, in the prophet says, every inch of His body was injured. And of course, of His soul, His honor, His flesh, His health, everything was stepping upon, despised, trampled, and defiled completely, to teach us that we will not mind the treatment that men will give to us. We should not mind. So that to give back good for evil, the whole time, to give back good for evil. Our Lord said very clear, justice belongs to me. I will apply justice in due time according to my will and my wisdom. We know that God applies justice very often here on earth, but not necessarily. He will apply justice His way, especially in the particular judgment and the last judgment is when He will come. we don't claim justice here on earth. We don't pursue it. We don't want my siblings to pay back to me what I do for them. No, never. We don't pursue those things. We just accept the cross and carry the cross and live it true for our Lord's sake. That's it. This is the Catholic mentality. So humility is to put yourself in your own place. There's two reasons why we must be convinced that we must be in the last place. All mankind is in front of me. Two reasons which are real reasons. First, I have sins that the others have not. It's real. I have sins that the others have not committed. And the others have merits that I don't have. And for the rest, I don't know. I don't know for sure the rest. God is going to judge. So for those two reasons, when I am sure about those two reasons, I will be back in the last place. If I am mistreated, if I am not loved or given back nothing, it's okay. Should be okay. Must be okay. Because we work for God. We work for the eternal kingdom. It's why our Lord doesn't want us to have human respect or to seek after honors, to seek after riches. Because you may think that you deserve the fruit of your work or your goodness. Yes? But we don't. We don't deserve back nothing. It's one of the teachings that we don't get it. We claim all the time back something. Yes. We want always to claim back something for us. So if you really are hesitating, we doubt about this doctrine I just have told you, we have to look up at the cross, up to the cross. Our Lord being all almighty, all goodness, all justice, all merciful, wanted to suffer like that. He didn't spare himself. It's an example, maximum example. He just was fixed in loving and giving. In giving, did his best and all. He received back nothing, but only was despised, was mistreated, was persecuted, was killed, basically. Why we will claim something different, you know? This is Catholic, this is to be Catholic. To give all and my best every moment and not expect back but the worst every moment. For God's sake, for like Christ's sake. It's the only way we can be Catholic. This is the way. Not to lose track of this principle. Not to forget this principle. And we have to remind ourselves that principle. That is the reason why obedience is so important. Because obedience, being just or unjust, prudent or not prudent, we just follow. Because authority comes from God. I have repeated that many times and people doesn't get it. They obey only if it's reasonable or it's prudent or if he deserves it. Yes, we obey. Otherwise, we don't obey. This is the opposite of what we are saying. If we are saying that doesn't matter what happened to me, what injustice, and if we are not treated as we deserve or we are, what we are, doesn't matter. What matters is that we give all, and the way we give all is by obedience, precisely. Obedience is the best example to say, each time we obey, we give our best. When we are doing willingly, joyfully, quickly, and exactly as was ordered. Yes? We will be giving our best because we will be giving our mind, our will, our body, our time, our resources, the way God wants us to give it. At the same time, we will be refusing to a reward, a treatment, justice or prudence, whatever my mindset says. It's a perfect example to be obedient, you see. You give your best, and at the same time, doesn't matter how imprudent, how crucifying is the commandment or the order that you are going to say, to do. And I remind you, the authorities are, God the Father gives us his authority to our Lord as men. He's God, but as a man, he gave it to him, the all power. He says, my Father gave to me all power on heaven and earth. And our Lord gave it to the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph to distribute and to give it to us. And after our Lady Saint Joseph, next in line in that structure is our holy patrons, Saint Benedict, yes, your holy name, the angel of your family. And after that is the head of the family. That's authority. When the head of the family tells you something, it's because God is telling you. You don't start thinking it's imprudent, it doesn't deserve it, he is not capable, he's mean, he should do it first than me. That's how human reasons opposing divine providence. We have to give it obedience willingly, joyfully, quickly, and the way it was asked for. Of course, we can give suggestions. We expect that we are going to share our suggestions, our light, but to submit. If we will do that, never will be quarrels, discussions, and contradictions, and fights. Never at all. That never will exist if we follow this principle. Because we give up our best, even if I am crucified. That's it. It's an excellent example of this principle that I just have preached to you. How to give our best and to expect the worst for Christ's sake every moment. That's it. This is to be Catholic, to do our duty. And to spend our resources and to suffer like our Lord in order to save myself and save my family and save mankind. No? So let's pay attention to this principle, because we need graces. A great measure, we need graces. So we need efficacious graces. If we don't get them, or we are not about to get them, it's because we are not giving God everything and we are not ready to even to suffer whatever He wants us to suffer. We don't want to risk not to receive all the efficacious graces we need. This is the only way, the cross, obedience, humility. This is the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.